Okay, good evening, everyone. So tonight we're doing page 42, Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. We are still in Si'if Aleph of Siman Reish Nun Gimel, and we've been discussing the dinim of shihia, of leaving something cooking from before Shabbos. And so far, we only quoted the first shita in Rishonim, first shita in Tanayim, and the first shita in Rishonim, first shita in Shulchan Aruch, which is that in order to do shihia without any fixes, you need to have the food already at a point where it's not only mevushal kol tzarcho, but it's mitstamek viralo. And short of that, you're going to need to make sure that it's either garafakatum or it's samuch or any of the other heterim that, or it's kidrachaita, any of the other heterim. So now we're up to the second opinion, and this is on the second line of page 42 in the Shulchan Aruch. V'yesh omrim, shekol shem esbashel kamachal ben drusai, that as long as it's cooked to the point of minimal edibility, pirush, shem adam sheyochem achol shon esbashel kol tzarcho, this fellow ben drusai was a person who would eat his food when it was not fully cooked, but it was edible, oshem esbashel kol tzarcho min stamek v'yesh, or if it's fully cooked but it's still getting better by being heated more, this Yeshomim says you're allowed to do shihia as long as it got to the point of machal ben drusai. That's already a good enough heter to do shihia. And the Rama adds, and that shihia is mutter not only on a kira, even on a tanur, which is totally irrelevant to us because we said that we don't have a tanur anymore. Our tanurim are like a kira. And even if it was heated, it was fueled with gefes and etzim, which make real coals. Even though you didn't make it garfa katam, and you're doing real shihia on an open flame in the hottest kind of way, and nevertheless, it's still going to be mutter. The whole iser of shihia and the need to make sure that something that is stoved up is garuf v'katum, or that it's fueled by straw and things like that that don't make coals, that's only if it didn't yet get to machal ben drusai. Or if you're doing hachzara rather than shihia, that you took it off the stove and you're putting it back on Shabbos. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah before we go further. So Mishnah Berurah sif katan lamed zayin. I think we're up to v'yeshom shakal v'chulei sviru l'dekimitan shenis bashal sharoi lechol ayidei evchak. Since it's cooked to the point that it's at least minimally edible, sulak l'mechashem yichata. We're no longer concerned that you're going to soak the coals and raise the flame. Dekimit shroi lachilo lama yichata b'chinam. Because if it's roi achila, why would you do that? I mean, what would you do for no reason? Why would you stoke the coals at such a point? In the Dirshu, he quotes from the Chazon Ish that if you have something that was cooked and then has cooled down, and now you're trying to reheat it, that's mutter to do as well. And we're not worried about Shema Yichata just to heat something up. And even if it's a liquid, where generally speaking we do paskin yesh bishel achar bishel, once it was previously cooked, we're not going to have such a problem of shihia. But the Mishnah Berurah says further now, and therefore this is just mutter. Once it's at machal ben drusai, there's no issue of shihiyah whatsoever. The only time you ever need grufu ketuma is if it never got to the point of machal ben drusai. In Dirshu, he quotes from Shlomo Zalman in Tshuvas Mincha Shlomo that you don't even need it to have already gotten to machal ben drusai. You just need that it's going to get to machal ben drusai before Shabbos starts. So as long as it can get to machal ben drusai before the beginning of Shabbos, that would be good enough. So the other time you would need grufa ketuma is if you're not doing shihiyah but you're doing chazara, where you're putting it back to mechzi kemevashel the main grufa, where it's going to look like you're cooking it unless it was garufa ketum. Siv katan lamed ches kemachal ben drusai. As long as it gets to that bare minimal point of machal ben drusai, how much is that? Yesh om chatzi bishul v'yesh lom shlish bishul. So Mishbura quotes machlokas. How long? How much is machal ben drusai? That some say it's halfway cooked. Some say it's one third of the way cooked. So what everyone struggles with is how do you measure half and one third of a qualitative change? Meaning it's not a quantitative change, it's a qualitative change. So how do you measure half of, I can measure half of 10, that's 5. I can measure half of 4, that's 2, right? Meaning that's quantities. You're dealing with cooking. Cooking is a qualitative change. How do you measure half and a third of something like that? So the Dirshu quotes from the Chazon Ish, or Chaim Siman Lamed Zayin Siv Katan Vav, that you have to go with the the time it takes to cook, meaning from the time it gets to the heat of Yatzel Ledes until it gets to Mavushal Kol Tzarcho. That in between, so if it would take normally an hour to get from point A to point B, so a half hour is half cooked, and 20 minutes is a third cooked. That must be the way that we measure. And he points out that Rav Chaim Kanievsky in Shana Alechos points out that it's Meduyuk in a Mishnah Berurah elsewhere that he doesn't understand like the Chazon Ish, but that's how the Chazon Ish understands. I think that's the widely accepted opinion. He says, really, we paskin, the Shulchan Aruch makes it sound like we really paskin that it's half cooked. Look, if it's a real Shasav Chak and you need to do Shihiyah on something and it's only a third cooked, maybe B'Shasav Chak we could be making like the opinion that a third cooked is good enough. Oh, afilus if kal namatas lo mafgin ben tana lekira. We don't make a distinction between the tana and the kira. Elamash also bekira shein ugruf mishum chashash chito esin betana afilu begarav. The only distinction we make on between the tana and the kira is that when you need garav v'katam on a kira, garav v'katam won't even help by a tanur. But what we're dealing with over here is a case where you don't even need garav v'katam by a kira because it's already ukemachu ben drusai. Dimishum chama tanur chashvin lo keinu garav, because garav v'katam is pretty much something that is impossible to accomplish on a tanur, since it's so hot, it's so natural, it retains its heat so well. But when you have something that is that's totally mutter with a kira, even without garav v'katum, so by a tanur, then it's going to be fine as well, because the whole difference between them is that a kira, that when garav v'katum works for a kira, it doesn't work for a tanur. But if you don't need garav v'katum, so then the kira and the tanur are exactly the same. Sif katan mem al gabe atanur vodin betoch atanur v'akira. The same is true not only on top of a tanur but inside of a tanur as well. Velo higia, and it hasn't yet gotten to machol ben drusai. Da'az chayshin Hashem yichat b'chol. If it's not yet machol ben drusai, then I'm worried that you're going to stoke the coals. In muskel begefes ve'etzim megam inenu grufa mina gecholim. Provided that it's being fueled with that which makes coals, and you didn't cover the coals in ash or sweep the coals out, you didn't make it garav v'katam. Or if you're coming to do hachzara, ubala hachzira, ayin l'kaman besif beis, and we're going to discuss hachzara tomorrow be'ezr Hashem, but today we're still in the dinim of shihiyah. So now back into the Shulchan Aruch, v'im shachach v'sha'atav shel shizchil l'shba'ashel v'lo yigil l'machul ben rusai. Aser vein tzavrich lomar im avra v'shaha, and if you did shihiyah, it's aser whether you did shihiyah b'mezer or you did shihiyah b'shogeg. Siv katan mem gimel the mishum bruv v'lo yigir to begil the day azu mutra v'ilu chachila. If it got to machul ben drusai, then you're allowed to do shihiyah according to this opinion that we're dealing with today. V'nira d'linyan d'yavid yesh laharos to kemachul ben drusai who shir shlish sharabu amdim b'shidzu ayin val yiraba. That as in a b'diavid situation, we can rely on the opinion that Machul ben Drusai is one third of the way cooked, because that seems to be the opinion of many, many, many poskim. But if it was not even Machul ben Drusai, and then you did Shihiyah, it's going to be Aser. What does that mean? It's going to be Aser. Sivkat Mem Dalid. Hainu afil lacherim on Motzai Shabbos. It means no one's allowed to eat that food until Motzai Shabbos. Vimbina b'ze b'kdei Shiyasa, ayin lel b'sivkat alamid beiz. Whether we need b'kdei Shiyasa, so that you have to see the Sivkat alamid beiz, where we quoted a machlokas about whether you need b'kdei Shiyasa. Do you need to wait after Shabbos the amount of time that it would take to accomplish the same thing? So bottom line is what we've just quoted is two basic shitos in Tanayim, two shitos in Rishonim, and now two shitos in Shulchan Aruch. In order to allow Shihiyah, how cooked does the item have to be? The first opinion that we spent a couple of days learning assumes that it has to be cooked enough, that it's fully cooked, and cooking it anymore is going to make it worse. Second opinion says much more makil. As long as it's a third or maybe a half cooked, then you're allowed to do Shihiyah on an open flame, leaving it cooking into Shabbos. Says the Rama, v'nagu l'hakel k'svar achrona. We paskin like this opinion. We're more makil. We paskin like the svar achrona. Now, the Mbir Allah, he says, yeah, we paskin like the svar achrona. But in the if you look in the Beis Yosef, he quotes a Rush that says, you know why we have to be mekel? Because Yisrael are adukim b'mitzvos onek Shabbos, u'bevaday lo yishmu lanu, that the Jewish people love onek Shabbos so much, so if we try to be machmir on how they heat their foods and getting their food out, they're not going to listen because they love onek Shabbos, which is a sweet way of saying, you know, that they're just not going to listen. So the Bir Halacha says, so you get the impression from the Beis Yosef that he's not thrilled with this second opinion, but he feels that he has no choice but to be mekel like the second opinion. And even when he quotes in the Shulchan Aruch, he quotes the first opinion as a stam, and the second opinion as the Yesh Omrim. So it sounds like the Beis Yosef is really nota like the first opinion, and therefore the Bir Halacha says, certainly l'chadchila, you should try to make sure all your food is fully cooked before Shabbos, and it's at the point of Mitzamik Varelo, even though we paskin like the second opinion. Back in the Shulchan Aruch, v'kol zabin yishiyah shakder yosheves al kisa shal barzol al gabi avonim v'en l'gas b'kholim. This is all about just the issue of Shihiyah, where the pot is sitting on top of some sort of metal grate or something, where it's the bottom of the pot is not actually sitting in the hot coals. Aval hatmana al gabi g'chol m'divrei kol aser. But if it's actually sitting in the hot coals, then you have a problem of hatmana, and that's going to be aser, meaning leaving out shihiyah problems, you have a different problem if there are hot coals that are touching the bottom of the pot. Says Rama, that's not hatmana. V'yesham dafil magdeir omedes al gabi yesh mamish, kol zman shi magula l'maylo l'mikriyat mana v'shari. The Rama says, for us Ashkenazim, as long as the top of the pot is not covered in something, then it's not hatmana. Even if the bottom, the sides are all covered in some heat, it's not going to be a problem of hatmana, and we rely on that. So I'm not worried about hatmana over here. Rakshan nisarim lenatkan ktsas kodem shabbos min eish kedi shuchal yisrael lasir misham. But what I am worried about is I don't want the pot touching the coals, because then when you move the pot, you're going to be moving the coals, and that itself is like being mechatab kalam. That itself is going to be havara. It's going to raise the flame a little bit if you're moving around the coals when you move the pot. And if you didn't do that, you didn't remove it a little bit from the fire and sitting on these hot coals on Shabbos, then you should have a non-Jew remove it for you. But if there's no non-Jew available, then even a Jew could do it. But be careful, right? You don't want to shake the coals at all, because that's going to be avara. And if you're careful, then even if you happen to have shaken the coals a little bit, it's at least the davar sheinu miskaven, which is going to be mutar. As long as you shake it, as long as you move it gently enough that it's not definitively going to shake the coals, and therefore it's not going to be a psik resha. Back in the Mishnah Berurah now, sifkat memhei al kisei shel barzel, to put on some sort of metallic grate, ken pitbul shel shol shogayim v'gachalim menachem tachtov, like a tripod of sorts, hatmana al gabi gachalim, but to put it directly on the coals is hatmana, hach yisrile l'machaber. That's the Machaber's opinion. Dimshulek there, nogin v'gachalim mikri hatmana. That just having the bottom of the pot sitting on coals is called hatmana. Omele dasraf in the special called tzarchum tzamik v'ralo, k'dakamon misin reshon zayin siv zayin. We're going to learn about hatmana later on, but that's even if it's fully cooked and it's all the way at the point of the stomach v'ralo, when the bottom is touching hot coals, that's hatmana, according to the Machaber. Mem zayin kolzman, v'afilu magdero medes b'toch hatanu, v'atanu sasum lav b'chal hatmani hi. But the Ramah disagrees. He says, even if it's in the oven and the oven is closed, it's not hatmanu, k'laman misin reshon zayin, sof siv ches, ayin sham, as we're going to learn in a few simanim from now. Shi magula, haynu shein mechasala b'gadu min l'mayla, k'laman misin reshon zayin siv ches. And as long as it's not covered on the top with some type of beged or some type of additional covering. The pot cover you can even have. You just can't have something over the pot cover. As long as on the top you don't have anything additional, then it's not going to be atmana according to the Ramah. Vishari. Hainu. Because it's only going to be an issue of Shihiyah. And we just said today that we're holding like the opinion that as long as it's not Machal Ben Drusai, you don't have a Shihiyah problem. So, but when you take it off, if it's sitting on the coals, Yesh La Asur Misham, Dekasha Li Yisrael Li Zar Shloi Naneh Chalim Beis Nathasa Sagdera. You should have a guy take it for you off of the coals, because it's going to be very hard for a Jew not to shake the coals a little bit, which is going to cause a havara. So mutter liyisol, but if there's no goy available, so then a Jew could do it. V'davka k'sho medes hakedera al gabe guchalim. But that's only if the pot is sitting on top of coals. Aval guchalim unachim sav hakedera asu liyisol asiro. But if the pot is surrounded by coals, then a Jew can't take it off. Mishum shayden t'lasim b'vaday yichata b'guchalim vaser. Because then if you remove it when it's surrounded by coals, for sure the coals are going to start shaking and moving and falling, and that's for sure going to be aser. Because it's going to cause havara on the lower coals, mechaba on the upper coals. Even though you don't have kavana for that, psikreshu, it's for sure going to happen. When something's a psikreshu, there are some poskim that are even machmir that you can't even ask a goy to do something that's a psikreshu for you. But there are other poskim that say that you are allowed to ask a guy to do that which is a psik ratio, right? You have a bottle cap. Let's assume you're allowed to open a bottle, like those shittos say, you're allowed to open bottle caps, plastic bottle caps on Shabbos. But sometimes there's like numbers printed on the side, and when that ring comes off, you're breaking the numbers. A psik ratio that it's going to do it. Can you ask a guy to do that for you? So that's a machlokas. Can you ask a guy to do that which is a psik ratio? The light is on in your refrigerator. You ask a guy to open the fridge for you. Is that mutter? So that's a machlokas, whether you're allowed to ask a guy to do something that's a psik ratio. So he says, L'tzorach Shabbos, I'm comfortable being makil, that you are allowed to ask a guy. V'din psich satanus timas aladei en yudi, is probably self-simulation and test. I'm a shabrua, will ein shom a shabrua, the dinim of a guy opening and closing an oven, we'll get to later on. So to summarize what we learned today, first we learned that there is a second opinion that holds that once the food is kemachal ben drusai, which means either one third or one half cooked, you could do shihia directly, on the fire, everything. Then we said, if you violated shihia, either b'shogeg or b'mezid, then the food is going to be asr, and maybe asr even until Kadesh Yasu after Shabbos. Then the third thing we learned is that the Ramah is makil like this second shita, that once something is at Machal Ben Drusai, there's no isr of shihia anymore, but the Bir Halacha says, we should try to be machmir l'chadchila to make sure everything is fully cooked before Shabbos. And then finally we said that if the pot is sitting in coals, the Mechaber holds that's hatmana. The Ramah says, nah, it's not hatmana unless the coals also cover the top, but you need to be very careful that it shouldn't be shaking the coals when you move it, because if it does, then it might be a violation of mavir and mechaba as well. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Si'if Beis. Everyone have a good night.